from Univention. He will speak about Samba and Open LDAP in the Oldenburgische Landesbank. Well, just present yourself. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The first thing I would like to say is I will try to give this talk in English, but my English is exceptionally bad. But as Volker told me, everyone presented in English, so I will try, and if I can't help myself, I will just end the sentences in German, and maybe someone can help me then. I would like to say at first some sentences about our company, Univention GmbH, and then I want to introduce a project we started last summer at the Oldenburgische Landesbank, where we did a migration from Samba 2.2, X, I don't know, 2.27 or 8, to Samba 3.0 and client migration from Windows NT 4.0 to Windows XP. There I will explain the goals of the project, what we did there, how the concept was made, how the rollout was made, and which problems we experienced. I have to say that most of my talk will be about OpenLDAP and not about Samba, because most problems we had with OpenLDAP and not with Samba, and we had to think about OpenLDAP a lot more than about Samba, because most things just worked as expected. Now, our mission, the mission of the Univention GmbH, is to help public and private organizations, companies, to introduce Linux-based infrastructures and to expand them further with products and services. Our core competences are implementing Linux in complex infrastructures, in distributed and heterogeneous infrastructures. One of our main core competences are directory services. We have a lot of experience with OpenLDAP and also with Active Directory. We did a lot of projects where we did migrations from Windows to Linux in the server field, but also in the area of the desktop. And so the desktop is the last important core competency. Linux-based desktops, mainly in conjunction with thin client technologies. We have built a product from the experiences in our projects, which we call Univention Corporate Server. It's consisting of three parts. The base part is Linux distribution, based on Debian GNU Linux, where we offer support and maintenance. Then we have developed a management system based on OpenLDAP, Kerberos, Heimdall, and DNS. The major building blocks of this management systems are a management interface, web and command line based, a mechanism for event notification so that some server at some location will be immediately triggered if some information in the directory changes and the server has, for example, to change some configuration file, and a kind of group policy based administration similar to what Microsoft is doing with Active Directory, where you can assign properties to folders in the directory. And then there are several modules for Univention Corporate Server. The most important here in this talk is what we call Services for Windows, which consists mainly in Samba, but has some other parts. A few of them I will mention here. We have a lot of customers in the public sector. about 50% federal organizations and organizations from the German countries, and in the last time also a lot of private held companies, some from the logistics sector and two banks. And about one of these banks I will talk here. We are a slowly growing company. At this point we have 12 workers in the company and a lot, some free workers. We are also looking for good people every time to join us. We are making profits since our founding, and for more information you can go to our webpage. So now I will stop advertising and will speak about the project. In case you don't know, the Oldenburgische Landesbank, OLB, is the leading regional bank in the Weser-Ems region. I don't know how to translate Ostfriesland, Osnabrück, everything which is in the northwest of Bremen and Hamburg in Germany. The Zentrale, what's the best English word for Zentrale? Head office, right, thank you. The head office is in Oldenburg, of course, and the business of the OLB you can compare to the business what are in Germany Sparkassen and Volksbanken doing. They are doing this business in that region and are leading there. They have 30 filialen, 30 big offices around in this area and 170 small offices, and they are they have around 2,000 workers in the company. They are held by the Dresdner Bank, which is a very big bank in Germany. The starting situation last summer was that there was one main database for all users and groups. This was an Oracle database, and they had a kind of web application to administer this database, which is called TEO, which is an abbreviation of Telefonorganisation. It's an old name for a lot of jobs they are doing now with this database. In the head office, they were using servers from Sun with PC Netlink. And in the smaller offices, they had simple PC hardware as servers with SUSE 5.2, Kernel 2.0, and Samba 2.2.x. They had to a lot of small offices, only 64 kilobit connections to the head office, so there is not much bandwidth, and they were doing a script-based, they were propagating the users from the Oracle database by scripts on all the servers, and the clients were Windows NT 4.0. So, what were the issues here? One important point was that they had serious problems to upgrade the software on the servers, and they were thinking about ways how to do this in a fundamental better way, that they can continually upgrade the software and that they continually can easily distribute patches and new versions of the critical software to the servers. They had the same name of the Samba domain in the head office and in all other locations, but they just configured them, this domain name, with the smb.conf, and so there was a different SID generated on all servers. So it was not truly one domain, just the same name. As they were propagating the users from the database to the flat files on the servers, SMB password, passwd, password, and password group file, they propagated different users to different locations, and they ended with flat files with different user IDs and group IDs for the same users and groups on each locations. For several reasons, they were unable to allow users to change their passwords, and naturally, so they had no password policies and no password history. Of course, as they were using Samba 2.2.x, they were unable to use domain groups. And another issue, of course, was that they wanted to migrate the clients from Windows NT to Windows XP. And a long-term goal, which cannot be reached in this project alone, was, of course, to gain a single source of authentication. So the goals of our project were, in the first place, to modernize the software and to get the benefits of a new Samba version, like domain groups. They also wanted to introduce file and directory access control lists. They wanted to better the usage of passwords. That means we want to allow users to change their passwords. We wanted to introduce password policies. And we wanted to have an infrastructure where special accounts, not really administrators, but some special workers in the bigger offices can change the passwords back for the users. So we need different access control lists for the passwords that the user can change their own password. Some users can change the passwords of only some users, and administrators can change the passwords of all users. Then another goal was to gain a real domain with one space of GIDs, UIDs, and SIDs, which was needed to have the possibility to put central shares in the central location where every location can which can be used from every location. If you think my English is too bad, then please say me, then I will continue in German. Otherwise, I will. The next point was that we want to go in the direction of a single point of administration, which will consist for the foreseeable future of, at one point, still TIO, and at the other point, for other tasks, the LDAP directory, and also the administration of computers, including DNS and DHCP, will be done with this system, and all this information will be held in the LDAP directory. We developed, based on our product, and strategy to install all these servers and to to automatically install new software and newer versions of software on all servers, and some way to automatically install the Windows PCs and to administer the installation of the Windows PCs from the LDAP directory. Another goal was that every administrator worked as user root and logged in as user root on all servers, which was against the internal policy of the company. So they needed to have all the same accounts on every server to see later who logged in when and who did what. Still, it was a goal to maintain the situation where every computer in the infrastructure on each location can authenticate against the domain if the network is down, if there is no connection to the head office. So the most important point in this concept was that I will not say all, but most of the dynamic information is held in the directory. That is especially users, groups, information about shares, information about printers, and information about computers, including Zamba computer accounts and DHCP information, DNS information, and the information if this client is to be installed when it boots next time. And that there will be done script-based propagation from the user information to the LDAP directory. Just for the users and groups, shares, printers, computers will be administered directly in the directory. The directory information tree looks like this. The base DN is naturally DC equal OLB, DC equal DE. All users, groups, and DNS information is held under the base DN because it has to be accessible from each location. And there are organizational units for every bigger location, which consists of between 5, sometimes 3, up to 10 or 15 smaller locations. And the users, there's a new attribute introduced which assigns the users to one location or to a couple location, or just does not assign them, which means they can log in on every location. Because one of the goals was that each computer can authenticate against the domain if the network is down, we needed to have the LDAP database on each location. But this, of course, is a security issue. To have the whole account information in each location where maybe someone easily can break in and just steal the computer and then has enough time to work with all the passwords stored in this database. Which of course are encrypted, but that's a matter of time then. And what we did was to introduce some way of a selective replication, which means only the users with belong to some location are replicated to this location. Some users, there are some trainers which travel the whole day from location to location and can log in everywhere. They are not assigned to one location and they can log in everywhere. They will be replicated everywhere, but most of the users work only in one location or in two or three. So this could not be done with the standard SlurpD replication. Also from other projects we did, we know that SlurpD does not scale very good and that you may get problems if you replicate to 180 or 200 servers with SlurpD. So we developed a special way of replication, which is administered with the LDAP ACLs on the LDAP master, and which also allows to administer configuration files and other tasks in the directory. It looks like this. On the LDAP master, if something is changed in the directory, the SlurpD writes, as usual, the changes into the replication log file. And then we developed a program with which monitors the replication log files and just has a very simple protocol to notify other LDAP servers, the LDAP slaves. And on the slave, there's running the counterpart, which we call the listener, which then if it gets notified about some change, it just gets the distinguished name of the object which changed, and if the object was modified, added, or deleted, then it does an LDAP search back to the master server. And so we can easily have ACLs on the master server where we say slave number 15 can only read users which are assigned to this slave server. And we only have to administer this on one central point and don't need to change anything on all these slave servers. Then the listener maintains a local cache database of everything he got before, and then it can load different Python modules which register an LDAP search filter of the objects they are interested in. And one of these modules is the replication module, which just is interested in everything. And it then puts everything it got from the LDAP search, which the listener does, in its local LDAP database. Another module is to administer the shares. This is just interested in a special object class, which describes Samba shares. There are other modules for printers, and you can easily extend this. And, of course, the share module will then change some file which is included from the smb.conf. So we could help the access control lists on the Samba servers very simple, which is critical because we experienced a lot of problems with complex LDAP ACLs. It gets real slow then. We have in the ACLs on the master server one global administrators group which can change everything. We have then implemented there the local administrator, which can just change the passwords of the users in their area. We have, for every Samba domain controller, has its own bindDN, because the bindDN contains the information which parts of the directory on the master it can read or can't read. And with this DN, the Samba servers are allowed to read everything, every attribute of the users in their area, and to change the passwords of the users in their area. And then the users can change their passwords via Windows, of course, and with Kerberos PAM module. It is not allowed to change the user attribute password or to change the Samba passwords or anything else directly with the BindDN of a user. So the user can't do LDAP passvd and change its password. At this time, we have Samba 3.0.2a running there. And this was really not a big problem. The head office, there is one server configured as the primary domain controller. Another one is configured as backup domain controller, and there are some member servers which have also their part of the directory local on the machine. On each other location, the Samba server is configured as primary domain controller, which of course is not allowed really, but guarantees that no client will try to see anything else outside this special location. On some locations, there are two Samba domains running, which is administered about with an LDAP attribute. There are some users which are allowed to use the internet, and if they are allowed to do this, they can't access some shares, or they can access no share, but they still can authenticate against the domain. And so we have a different virtual network there with a different Samba instance listening to that virtual network interface, and we are just using the LDAP search filter in the Samba configuration that just these users can log on there and that they can't log on to the other Samba instance. And the user interface of Windows XP is configured with system policies, ntconfig.pol, but this task was not done by us but by another company. The standard policies of Windows and Samba were not enough for the internal policies of that company. The administrators told us our password policies are so hard that there are just two passwords allowed. So, because every combination is not allowed because you have two characters beside each other on the keyboard or something else. And they suggested to just implement a way to check if the users are using one of the two allowed passwords. But it is implemented about the new cracklib support in Samba and a custom written quality checker, which is called by the password change script. And if they are going about Kerberos, there's also a quality, the same quality checker module connected, which does the same checks. The password history is also not implemented using Samba because it would be bypassed if they would change the passwords using some other tool than a Windows client. The installation of the clients is based on the SourceForge project unattended, in case somebody has heard about it. What we were doing here is that we have an attribute with each Windows client if it is to be installed the next time, and then about this listener notifier infrastructure, we will just write the PXE configuration for this client new if it is to be installed next time. And we store links to different unattended.txt files in the directory So if the server comes up, it will get the right unattended.txt file for this special installation. The administration is done about the web front end, which is part of our product, Univention Corporate Server, and a command line interface, which is used for the automatic propagation of the users from the database to the LDAP directory. The whole view, if this is the right word, looks like this. We have two servers in the head office which are doing just LDAP. One master server and one backup server, which is configured in a way that it can immediately take over the task of the master server. They are located in two different buildings, so that they at least hope that this will be really secure. And then there are, as I told, the Samba PDC backup domain controller, not one, but two DHCP and DNS servers, and Samba member servers, which all use this central directory. And in the branch offices, there are single servers which run one or two instances of Samba, DNS, and DHCP, and some other services for the automatic installation of the Windows clients. For the rollout, we developed a special CD-ROM with installation profiles for every server. The rollout is done by a company which also builds in server racks and builds the servers together, so they really have no idea about how to install an operating system. They just choose the location where they are, and then they have to put in a password, because in case they could choose the wrong location, they don't know where they are. And then everything else goes automatically. The first thing was to install the LDAP master and the slave. Then the server in the branches have to join this domain. We call this domain 2, because they have to set a password in the LDAP server belonging to the DN they use later to search the central LDAP server. And then, of course, there was the not nice task to migrate all the user data, because it has had different user IDs and GIDs on each location, and this had to be done by scripts, and the clients had to be joined again because of the different SIDs in all the offices. The project is now in the rollout, because they are also changing, das heißt, umbauen, die bauen da auch um in den Filialen. They are changing the buildings. It will take a time. At the moment, they have about 10 or 12 servers out. And what we are doing now there is that we will connect more and more of the applications in the bank to the LDAP server. The biggest problems were to get the LDAP ACLs right, that it's not too slow, because we have about we made an ACL generator for all these locations, and the ACLs for the locations And we got about 800 lines of ACLs in the slapd.conf on the master server, and we had to play a lot with this to get it reasonably fast. Then we had to learn how to use the parameters Samba replication sleep, password, chat timeout, which are new and which are very useful in this infrastructure. The integration of the Solaris server required a patch to open LDAP, which is published by Red Hat. And, well, we and the administrators at the OLB are not very happy with the fact that for joining a Windows client to the domain, there's still an account with user ID 0 needed. So, to put the things together, the main points here are Samba and Open LDAP really are a good alternative to other solutions like Active Directory or Novell eDirectory. It is possible to use LDAP not just for single source of authentication, but for more like system configuration in a distributed environment. And thank you to all the Samba developers. In most of the situations, Samba did really not make any big problems. So that's my talk. Thank you very much.
We have time for two questions. Maybe I have one. Is your server product, is that open sourced? Or is
no.
it a product from...
Unfortunately not.
And
the base system and the base infrastructure is open source, but the this listener notifier infrastructure is not.
And how did you realize this LDAP DHCP integration? As far as I know, in the DHCP you don't have that already integrated. Did you synchronize that with scripts? Or?
No, there's a patch published for DHCP LDAP, which works really well. And we changed this patch in a way that we don't need to store everything with one client, but we can use policies and can store, for example, information about routers, Wind servers in a container where the clients are in.
Another question from the audience. Okay, then thanks again.
I think there was one question.
I overlooked that.
You said that you're using ACLs on the file system level. So I would be interested in which file system you're using and how do you do backups of the ACLs?
I did not understand the last.
Backup of ACLs. Do you think you have implemented some sort of backup of the file service?
I did not got
in
it.
In Deutsch.
The first question is easy. We are using XFS.
Okay.
And the second question I did not really understand.
Ich versuche es in Deutsch.
Okay.
Dann welches Backup Sie einsetzen, um die ACLs auf dem Filesystem mit zu sichern und zu restoren?
For the English-speaking purple people.
XFS dump restore.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let's stop here. Thanks again. Our next talk will be from Steve Friend from the LTC of IBM, Linux Technology Center, about SIFS. We had this nice replacement for the first talk, which I already told you cannot be given today.